You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, keeping us on track today. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The New York Knicks clinched the NBA Cup over the San Antonio Spurs last night, 124-113. Now, locally, it looks like Trae Young is making some big strides. Hawks announced he has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks. I want to say congratulations to Indiana's coach Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year. Terrence Crawford announced he's retiring from boxing, said he has nothing left to prove, and retires with a 42-0 record at just 38. Now, the Falcons face the Cardinals this weekend. Pregame with Mike and Bo kicks off at 2. Kickoff is at 4:05. And just like Raheem and the whole crew up at Flower Branch, Mike and Bo have been looking over these matchups. Specifically, Trey McBride, what should be the game plan to guard him this weekend? Ooh.
Take his knees out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not going to be good. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know. This guy's ate up Atlanta's defenses in two games. He's averaging over 100. He's averaging 104 yards a game in two appearances. I don't know if Mike remembers this, but I remember when he played us for the first time. It was in Arizona, and he was like, "They're going to try to cover me like this." He's like, he saw it on film, and he was like, "I'm gonna feast." And he went out and feasted. Lit us up that game in Arizona, and he likes playing against Atlanta. I don't know, I watched a little bit of him against Houston, and obviously they were out of that game early. I think they were down 14-0 within a blink of an eye. In fact, they gave up a big touchdown play, and then the kickoff, they fumbled the next kickoff.
Yep.
So very Atlanta Falcons-like. But he makes really, really, I mean, he makes some phenomenal catches.
Yeah, he's very Brock Bowers-esque, the way he's able to catch on the run, make moves. It's probably easier, honestly, if you talk about how not to defend him.
Okay.
I would not leave him on an island with a linebacker. Some of the guys that have been able to match up with him, and he mentioned the Texans game last week, Henry To'o, one of the linebackers, one of the outside linebackers for Houston, had no business being on an island with him or even try to redirect. I mean, he absolutely ate him up. And when you go look, I wanted to see how we might go about attacking a guy that plays at this caliber, you know, this level. Went back and was like, okay, who's been the best tight ends against the Falcons this year? So I went back and looked at Tyler Warren from the Indianapolis Colts, and you didn't really have one way they tried to get him open. They did utilize multiple screens for Tyler Warren, which, mark my words and listen to me if you hear nothing else I say, Trey McBride will catch a screen and it will be an explosive play. There's just no two ways about it. The way we rush the passer, the aggression we have in the defensive front, the way that Arizona utilizes him out in the flat, you could have one of those screens off the hip of a tackle. You could have one of those screens out in the flat with wide receivers blocking. He will catch a screen for an explosive play this weekend. It's been a staple of what Trey McBride does. But the bottom line is, you have to keep them guessing. You have to keep Jacoby Brissett guessing as to who is going to guard him. And you have to be better at actually hitting him at the line of scrimmage. It's one of the things that really was not good in the way we attacked Tyler Warren. Is Tyler Warren was utilized in run formations, heavy just personnel, fullback in the backfield. He's at the line of scrimmage, every, you know, nine-man box on defense. And then he leaks in the flat. And then you run a bootleg and you hit him and Jesse can't get over there, or there's a mesh concept or something else. And so I think that Trey McBride is, man, he's like a hybrid, I think, between what Tyler Warren is and between what Brock Bowers is, because he can block at the line of scrimmage and he's big and physical, but also he's an open field. He's got some shake to him. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, in one last year, now obviously there's an injury, he has more catches, more touchdowns, and almost more yards than Kyle Pitts does. He's already over 1,000 this year. So I would hope that maybe you can, yeah, there, Mike's, I'm not, I think Mike is probably spot on with screens and that such, but I mean, get at, you know, it's the old Georgia Southern thing, gotta get after their ass up front and don't give Brissett time to really find him, because guess what? Not every throw that they make to McBride is going to be a screen. Not all of them are going to be little shallow drags or little comebacks right around and sitting in the zone. So get after them, put them in third and long situations where maybe he can get his, 10 catches for 100 yards and it really not kill you.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was Trey McBride, but if Marvin Harrison plays, what about him?
He's kind of the great unknown, right? I mean, he's a big physical receiver, and, you know, I think you get a little bit nervous about that when you look at some of the matchups you had against Tampa Bay Buccaneers a week ago. When you look at what Mike Evans was able to do in that game in his first game back, and all of a sudden he's just bodying people, knocking them out of the way. That's not Marvin Harrison's game, and it definitely hasn't been his game, for the most part this year because the injuries he has had. And they say he's coming back before the end of the season. That clock is kind of ticking. I think it probably says a lot either way about Jonathan Gannon and his future that Marvin Harrison – with, you know, being a first-round pick and being a high draft pick, are you going to come back and play in a season where there's really no future in the playoffs? But players go play, and I think Marvin Harrison still has to be developed at a very high level. I don't think he's, at this point, though, somebody a game plan around. I think he's just – it's like if he's playing, great for them. If he's not, okay, it's the next man's probably – the output will probably be very similar because he's a big body that just hasn't put up a ton of stats this year.
Physical. I mean, I'm not necessarily going to come up and jam him every time or anything like that, but whenever he does catch a football, make him pay. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to hurt anybody or anything like that, but he's coming back from injury. I mean, you know, don't let him get free releases, and when he touches the football, knock the crap out of him. Like, hit him. Like, just be play physical. Because Marvin Harrison's a you know, Gus Johnson used to call him Maserati Marv. Well, yeah. don't let him become Maserati Marv if he plays. I mean, just be physical and hit him and make him pay and maybe see if test his grit for this game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But what else about this offense scares you?
I mean, I like Mike's not wrong about Michael Wilson, but other than that, their third down efficiency. And that's something that it's a good question, because it's something that we have not been good at. Is at times we've been bad at getting teams off on third down, and the reason of that is we've been giving them too much yards on first and second down. So I worry about allowing a team to grind out a game. Like they actually keep the ball for over almost 31 minutes a game, and it's been a kryptonite for us that we've allowed other teams to grind, even if they haven't scored touchdowns. We've allowed them to grind out long drives and keep our offense off the field. So get them behind the chains early and don't allow them to convert, 42% of their third downs. Yeah. That bothers me, because when you breathe life into an offense like that, look, it's funny because you would think a team that's getting 42% of their third downs is is better than 21st in scoring. But you just can't let them shorten the game on you. And it's they're a bad team. Go out, punch them in the mouth. Get them behind the sticks on first and second down and get off the field on third down. Their third down efficiency scares me because it's the way they can win a football game, which is holding the football.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I completely agree with what he's saying. I think the scary thing when you look at this offense is their ability to just take what's there. Jacoby Brissett is such a veteran quarterback, and he's so good at just simply saying, oh, okay, 5 yards on a pass play, 8 yards on a pass play. And that's why their third down percentage is so high, because those guys do a good job of settling down in the zones, having the man coverage beaters and doing different things. So much so that earlier this year, he had 47 completions in a game and still didn't, like, break yardage records. You know what I mean? It's like 47 passes were caught by your offense, and you got to, like, what, 440 yards or something like that, because there's just so many short passes that feel like pitch and catch a lot of times.
Okay, but you're bringing up the passing game, so passing game's been great.
Yeah.
But they've lost all but one game.
Yes.
So what's going on there?
Well, they can't run the ball. That's definitely a big part of it. They can't run the ball. The defense has not been great. They've been dealing with a number of injuries, on the defensive side of the ball. And the games recently, over the last couple weeks, just completely gotten away with you. Bo talked about it a second ago. You give up an explosive pass play on the first or second play of the game against Houston. You muff the next kickoff. You fumble it or whatever. You know, whatever it is, there's a turnover. And then all of a sudden, you're down by 14. And that is a suffocating defense in Houston to try to get something accomplished against. So it's very reminiscent of the Atlanta Falcons. It's like, oh, the offense can do this, or Bijan's numbers are this, and Drake has been this, and your sacks, but all the other stuff kind of rotating and evolving around the way you play has completely fallen through at times this year.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly their stat on explosives, but they're averaging under 6 yards a pass play. So that tends to tell me that it goes back to what Mike said earlier. It's like, well, they do a really good job of taking what you give them, which is why they're really good on third down. But every once in a while, you've got to take the top off of defense and be able to score on a quick hitting play. That's just kind of adds into it. You can grind out a game, but at the end of the day, if your defense is giving up 28 points a game and you're only scoring 3 touchdowns a game, you're going to lose a football game. Your defense is clearly giving up explosives at times, and you're not being able to compete with that. I mean, I think the second play of the game was an explosive touchdown. And then you fumbled into kickoff, and it just absolutely crushed you. That's a big deal. You have to be able to stretch the field every once in a while. And partly they cannot take any – they're essentially dinking and dunking in the passing game to basically – that has been their running game. That's been the way, that's been the extension of their run game. And it's why they've been good on third down, but you can be good on third down, you can have time of possession, but if you don't score 24 points a game in this league, you're not going to win football games. We've scored 20 points a game. We're 5-9.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see how Jeff Orbit goes about the game plan defensively. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think they're a team that you don't want to give opportunities to make explosive twos because you feel good about everything. You know, you should allow them to kind of beat themselves when you have a team like that. But Jacoby Brissett knows how to dial it up against blitzes. We're the second highest blitzing team in the NFL. So I'll be curious to see how they find that balance.
Well, and I'd love to get a temperature check on how everyone is feeling as the Falcons head into Arizona at 9:29 morning shift. Let us know how you're feeling about it. Coming up, though, this is very exciting.
No, it's not.
Mike's
wife.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty nervous.
A gift. We don't know what it is, but he's going to open it on air, and we're going to go in the huddle as well. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.